From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that the head of the Albany County Sheriff's Office Business Office was arraigned February 21st and charged with grand larceny and forgery after allegedly taking more than $68,000 from the department's federal forfeiture funds account. John Cox also allegedly forged Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple's name to cover up his larceny. Federal auditors and Albany County Comptroller Susan Rizzo both audited Cox and Apple's use of the forfeiture funds, which is how the alleged fraud was discovered. Auditors are still looking, but have allegedly discovered at least $68,858 in missing funds over the past 2 years. Apple said Cox came clean to him last week, allegedly saying, and I quote, "I let you down, I took the check," end quote. Cox was removed from duty and could not be reached for comment. Apple has contacted the FBI to look into the matter because of the federal funds involved. Forfeiture funds are supposed to be used for criminal investigations, training, and prosecutions. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that Governor Kathy Hochul announced $150 million for mixed-use housing and infrastructure projects across the Mid-Hudson region on February 21st. Hochul is calling it the Mid-Hudson Momentum Fund, with money over the next 5 years for mixed-use housing and infrastructure projects to help with all the newcomers moving to the area since the beginning of the pandemic. Hochul said in a press release that, and I quote, "The new Mid-Hudson Momentum Fund will help to ensure that the region can continue to serve as a destination for families, workers, businesses, and tourists by helping to address the housing shortage, creating an equitable housing supply, and growing local infrastructure where communities need it most," end quote. More than 33,000 new residents have moved into the Mid-Hudson Valley in the past 2 years, but regional housing stock availability was at less than 1% last year. The money is being split with $75 million for the mixed-use housing projects and $75 million for infrastructure projects. Hochul made the affordable housing crisis one of her main points in her State of the State speech and her new budget proposal. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a state Supreme Court judge in Suffolk County ruled February 21st that the state's judiciary are entitled to a full floor vote in the state Senate. Republicans took Democrats in the state Senate to court after they voted down the judicial nominee of Governor Kathy Hochul's in committee. Typically, anything voted down in a legislative committee does not get a floor vote. But Justice Thomas Whalen said Justice Hector LaSalle should have gotten a floor vote as the nominee for the chief judge of the state Court of Appeals. Democrats did give the nomination a floor vote this week, hoping to make the lawsuit moot. But Republicans continued with their lawsuit after the full Senate voted down LaSalle's nomination. Hochul is now choosing from a list of 7 candidates for chief judge to make a new nomination to the state Senate. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.